Don't get up. Okay, cool.
I didn't.
Right
I didn't.
On.
I'm here, man. I'm with you.
Just... Welcome to After the Reaction. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no. Knew nothing about this movie. I think it was, it just like was a total surprise, like a lot of our comedies are on here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think for me, this one especially kind of just reminded me a lot of the same kind of joy I found from a movie like Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, it was literally like Galaxy Quest meets Blues Brothers kind of kick.
Galaxy Quest had more like it pulled on your heartstrings a little bit more.
It definitely played it more straight and took itself more seriously.
It's still a strange and weird and wacky movie, but there are scenes where he's like, but the rooms look so real. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, no, there's like a real story and a real arc and a meaningful love letter to fan bases.
But an easy pitch for Galaxy Quest, I could imagine, for people making the movie, he was like, it's Three Amigos meet Star Trek.
And totally. That's exactly what it is, yeah.
And, but I will say, I think there's so much joy in a movie like this. I want to, talk a little bit about specifically Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Yeah.
Because I've seen their live show on Netflix. And even if you haven't seen their live show on Netflix, where they did, like, 2 years ago, recently.
Yeah.
I would also recommend, like, watching their appearances, like, on Conan. Like, especially Martin Short's appearance on Conan, where he just roasts Conan. Or Steve Martin and Martin Short together on The Tonight Show. They've been friends for years. They have a great back and forth. And there's just, like, this... Like, their comedy is just... It's fun. It's so light and frothy. And, like, Martin Short is, like, roasting Steve Martin the entire time.
Yeah, it's so, like, comfy. Like, it's so easy to laugh at, easy to get down.
And that's kind of what this movie is.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Where I'm just like, there was not a single scene I was bored. It moved like a freight train. And by the end of it, I was like, wow, that ended like a great, like, complete Western movie.
Yeah, it took itself seriously. It's like an actual Western adventure.
But then at the same time, it's so dumb. Like, them all waving to these three actors. Like,
you know what my first Martin Short experience was when I was a small child? Can you take a guess?
Oh, God, I'm trying to think. Because I know...
It's probably not... He's a supporting character. I'll give you a hint.
Oh, man. I feel like I should know this because it... Okay, just go ahead.
You're probably not going to guess it. It's Jungle to Jungle.
Okay, now I wouldn't have
guessed that. I know you wouldn't.
There's no way.
But did you see that movie?
No, I haven't.
Do you know that one?
No.
It's Tim Allen.
Okay.
It's where...
You sold me. I'm just kidding. Stop right there.
Yeah, it's 90s Tim Allen.
Okay.
I think... I barely remember the premise, but I owned it on VHS as a little kid.
Is Tim Allen a dog or is he Santa?
I know, right? No, he's a Wall Street guy. I think, or like a corporate dude of some sort. Like, he's in a suit, and he learns he has a son, and his son was, like, raised in, like, a Native American tribe or village of some sort, and he, like, adopts him and brings him to the Big Apple, you know? So he has, this Native American son, but Martin Short's, like, his friend in his corporate Wall Street business.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember, like, Martin Short was on Conan. And he's like, whenever he comes on Conan, he roasts Conan.
Okay.
And one day he sat down, Conan's like, Marty, nice to have you here. Nice to be here, Conan. Let me just say, you look like a number two pencil. And it's like one of my favorite. If you look up YouTube, Martin Short Conan, there's like a 10-minute compilation of Martin Short just roasting the shit out of Conan. But I've always loved Martin Short, obviously love Steve Martin, but yeah. I've got to be honest, I haven't seen the big Steve Martin classics.
Same, yeah. I haven't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles either.
Okay, so I've seen that, but I haven't seen The Jerk.
Okay, I haven't seen that one either, yeah.
I know there's others. I'm missing others in my head right now.
From like the classic Steve Martin era?
Yeah, let me look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Because we're millennials, guys, and we grew up with Cheaper by the Dozen.
I know.
And I saw Bringing Down the House. Did you see that one?
No, I have not.
Queen Latifah.
So I haven't seen Father of the Bride. I haven't seen The Jerk. You haven't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes.
Which we'll hopefully do one day on the channel.
I want to say, like, Father of the Bride has been in my radar. Like, I want to say it was on, like, when I was a kid and, you know, in the living room or something like that. So I might recognize something from it. But I've never sat down and watched it.
I haven't seen Bowfinger.
Yeah, and same here.
Which is the one he did with Eddie Murphy. And Heather Graham, wow.
That's the exciting part, I know. Ooh.
There was a time where it was like Heather Graham, you know?
That still is. Have you seen her?
I mean, she looks amazing.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, obviously, we were really young. But I think, like, you and I, like, going back to, like, watching Austin Powers as kids, we were like, Heather Graham.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know the Austin Powers movies were some of my sexual awakening as a kid. Seeing Elizabeth Hurley and Heather Graham. Beyonce.
I was about to say, like, we're not even joking. Like, yeah, I agree with you. Because I know Austin Powers also has scenes where he, like, opens up his jacket and he has, like, a chest hair shaped like a penis.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
But, yeah. So, I think, obviously, we talked a lot about Blues Brothers throughout the reaction.
Yeah.
I think same kind of vibe where I just want to hang out with these guys. Like, it feels like I'm watching my best friends on screen.
I know. They have such good chemistry together.
Such good chemistry. One thing I will say that was surprising is that Chevy Chase, who I know we all know to be an asshole now, like in real life, and isn't the best to work with. Like, one of the big reasons for his downfall after the like late 90s was because he wasn't pleasant to work
with. He basically burned bridges with everyone, yeah.
But it is interesting to see him as like a supporting role.
I know. I think this is the least I've seen him have to do in a movie. But he's still good in it, but it's just his character definitely has like the least stuff.
But it's kind of refreshing because, listen, I love him in the Vacation series, right? But there was something interesting of him being a supporting player and seeing Steve Martin cook. Or like, it was clearly a Steve Martin and Martin Short project.
Yeah, I know. Martin Short, like, not in a bad way, carried this movie, but he did so much for this movie.
Yeah, not carried, but stole the show, definitely.
Stole the show, that's the better word for it.
I think every time it cut back to Ned, you and I were laughing.
Just giddy.
And he didn't even have to do anything.
You know what's crazy, though, is that when we were doing research to get ready, you know, for this movie, I saw it had like 45% Rotten Tomatoes or something.
Wild.
And I'm not saying that, you know, obviously I know that we're not fans of the tomato meter or rely on it or anything, but you know, I remember seeing it being like, oh, this is, people recommended this movie, people voted on it, but it's not very well received. So I was interested to see how we'd like it.
Yeah. And it's also not like when you, because whenever we're doing reactions, we always look up how this reaction does for other channels. And then we kind of gauge that on like, okay, are people interested?
Yeah.
And it's not like the most popular comedy, right? Like in terms of like how views that it gets on reactions.
Yeah. And I want to say we put this movie on lists before. In previous polls that we've done for Patreon. I think. Maybe not.
It is just interesting to me because in my opinion, it should be up there as like a Blues Brothers thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
that was really fucking funny.
What a breeze of a movie.
Yeah.
So much fun. You know what I mean? I think I could see critics watching this and being like, what was all that for? Like, this movie meant nothing? Like,
yeah, yeah.
But I mean, some movies don't need to have that. They can still be, as long as it's still well-made and there's well-crafted jokes, it doesn't have to mean something.
And I'm seeing right now on the pause screen, it's rated PG, this movie. And I don't know if it was made during a time when PG, PG-13 was iffy, but looking back at it, it is a pretty wholesome movie. Like, there's no super sexual innuendos. There's no hardcore, you know, cursing.
The rating system was different back then, but it is a pretty clean movie.
Yeah, probably the most violence is just, like, Western gunshots and, you know, dramatic falling.
Yeah, but it's not gory. There's, like, some blood and it's, like, whatever. But the most violent killing was the killing of the invisible swordsman.
I know, right? Well, same with Blues Brothers, too, come to think of it.
Yeah, Blues Brothers definitely... Yeah, yeah, no, that's true.
Blues Brothers was pretty wholesome.
I think it's... I mean, this movie especially is a statement to, like, how you can still make something super funny without it being crass.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like...
I know you and I talk about, like, this kind of stuff is lost now, but when it comes to making something that, like, the entire family can sit down and watch and still laugh at, and still be able to, like, pull it off really well... That's kind of lost, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, I think. I think they did a really good job of also balancing the tone and, like, knowing, like, that whole ending scene played it pretty straight. I mean, it's obviously goofy by its nature because they're actors being, you know, theatrical.
Yeah.
But, like, the child being given the watch, they didn't do any punchline.
And you could see the child's eyes are, like, watering
up.
Yeah,
like, because I was getting ready when he opened up the watch. I was like, oh, is it not going to work? Or is something stupid going to be in there?
Same.
You know?
My instincts were coming in. It's going to cut to it, and it's, like, a crayon drawing or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. But it totally played it straight. It did. It gave me, like, kind of the... You know, I mean, I see Blazing Saddles in the related of this
movie,
too.
It's giving us, like, a recommendation for Blazing Saddles. Right
yeah. But it does give me that same kind of, like, that energy of knowing when to play it straight and then also when to be really fucking weird.
I think you and I talked about this when we were talking about Shaun of the Dead on our podcast, where we were like, at the end of the day, Blazing Saddles is about those two guys and their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a heart to it.
Yeah. And this movie doesn't have, like, that emotional core, but when it needs to play things straight, it does. Yeah. And so, I'll get, like, again, like, I could just, I feel like I could recommend this to anyone. I could put it on if I'm having a bad day, this movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of that vibe, you know? It's just so exciting. I don't know if you feel this way. It's just so exciting when we watch a movie for this channel and we suddenly realize, we're like, oh, I could put this on tomorrow if I wanted to.
I know. Do you have any movies? I mean, we kind of talked about it recently on our Patreon, if you ever want to go check it out, guys.
We do monthly mailbags, and in our March mailbag, we talked about this. But there are definitely some movies that I've rewatched. Princess Bride.
Yeah, that one you've rewatched a lot, right?
Yeah, and it was my first time watching it when we did it on the channel. Definitely rewatched Life of Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Total Recall, The Thing.
Same, yeah. Yeah, The Thing I've rewatched a lot, too.
One movie I do want to rewatch that I haven't is Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest, yeah.
And Holy Grail. I haven't seen Holy Grail since we did the reaction.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And same here. I mean, most of those I've also rewatched. I think Princess Bride is the only one that I haven't rewatched.
But you've also seen that movie before. I will say, there are some movies that I straight up own on Blu-ray now that I reacted for the first time on this channel. Like, I own the Blu-ray to Kung Fu Hustle. I own the Blu-ray to The Thing, Total Recall, you know, where I love them so much that I kept it. And that's kind of the joy of this channel sometimes, too, is looking back at a time capsule of like, oh, this is where I watched one of my favorite movies for the first time.
Yeah, I think, like, even if you go to our, this isn't me plugging, by the way, but if you go to our merch site on nicedmovienight.com, you'll see on the mug image that we took, we stacked movies that we've seen underneath the mug, like to place the mug on. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
We put like Kung Fu Hustle and The Thing.
Yeah. We did that as like, photo.
Yeah, it was our own little love letter to our fans.
Which I will say, I don't know if we want to do it for like a week, but when we upload Three Amigos, we should definitely do those shirts. The Good Night, Chris, Good Night, Altov. I'm just curious. Yeah. I want to know how many people get them.
They should each have different styles too. Like one that's something that I would wear, one that's something you would wear.
Yeah. I love that. So like when this after the reaction and this movie reaction's up, those shirts should be available on our merch shop.
Yeah.
And if they're not, honestly, let's just still keep this in. It'll be really funny.
Yeah, it's like, oh, maybe they did, maybe they didn't.
Yeah, we'll put a little fart noise if we didn't get to it.
Where would we put a fart noise?
You would put a fart noise.
No, but like where? When?
Right
now?
Now. Just me looking at you. Have you, like, what are some other, like, Chevy Chase movies you've seen? Besides the vacation stuff.
I think that's it. Wait, no, is there something else I've seen?
I know another movie I saw someone recommend in our comments is Funny Farm.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I think it's Money Farm or Funny Farm, I forget.
Okay.
No, but that's it. Yeah, so, like, I think for you and I, we know Chevy Chase from, like, the vacation stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's, like, super wacky and his eyes are wide. And, like, throughout this movie, I was just waiting for him to do that.
To lose it at some point.
Yeah, but I'm kind of glad he was a good supporting player.
Yeah, he played it pretty straight.
The guy who played El Guapo fucking killed it.
Yeah, yeah, he was awesome. He was actually a really charming villain, because I remember when he first appeared, we were kind of disappointed that it wasn't, like, a big celebrity or some big thing.
Totally. And something that this movie did really well is that every time his henchmen would laugh, it would cut to close-ups of them laughing.
Yeah.
And that's like, if you watch like Sergio Leone spaghetti westerns and stuff like that, they do that all the time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a big thing. Like Clint Eastwood will come in and then all of them will be laughing and it'll cut to close-up of them like, ha, ha, ha. It's so much so that like Tarantino...
Oh, he does that stuff all the time.
But in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, when they're showing Bounty Law, Rick Dalton's show, it cuts to close-ups of them laughing, and it was such a great, like, little, like, actually showing how Westerns are shot.
That's awesome.
The next one I really do want to show, I want to show you this, is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, for Steve Martin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and John Candy, right? Aren't they,
yeah,
the two
John
leads?
Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. John Candy... I can't say anything. I don't want to say anything.
Okay, cool.
But that movie is so good.
Don't spoil Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, guys.
Yeah. Not at all. Not even how it made you feel, nothing, because I want it to be a true surprise for you. Yeah,
we put that one on the poll as well a couple times.
Yeah, you know, it's a movie that we might just have to do without... If it doesn't get voted on, we'll still do it.
I know. I remember we did that a while back. For like Halloween, and I think we put Beetlejuice on multiple times, and someone ended up commenting like, guys, it's clear you want to do Beetlejuice. Just do Beetlejuice.
You know, now that the new Beetlejuice movie is coming out, We should just do it.
We should just do Beetlejuice. That movie's wild. That would be a fun reaction. I've seen that movie, but
I know absolutely nothing about it except like Michael Keaton's a ghost.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I won't say anything.
Yeah, and I saw the short teaser where he's like, the juice is loose.
Oh, okay. You watched the teaser?
Yeah.
Okay.
And luckily, so now that I saw the teaser, I'm like, okay, this didn't spoil anything for the first movie. I still don't know what the fuck's going on. So I'm not gonna, like, I'm not gonna watch any more marketing material for the new movie until I see the first one. So I think we'll have to do that. There's a couple of movies like that on our poll that's lost that we just have to do. Speed Racer.
Yeah. That's one we've been wanting to get to for a while.
Speed Racer's gotten close a lot.
Yeah.
Uncle Buck is another one. John Candy, speaking of.
Yeah. We got a lot of comedies, which is kind of nice. A lot of comedies we need to get to.
I remember we were scared for a second after we were like starting to run out of the big famous Mel Brooks movies. I know there's still a lot of Mel Brooks movies you haven't touched, but the big ones.
Yeah.
And we're like, are there any comedies left? But like Hot Shots and this proved us wrong.
I know.
And then we also have Hot Shots Part 2 coming out soon.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't spoil that, but...
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, y'all are here to do the sequel.
Our next one we're shooting is Hot Shots Part 2.
When we put up the Pixel photo on the main Nice Dude community page, don't spoil it. They're gonna know.
They're gonna figure it out, yeah.
I'm acting like it's like the Pixel photos is...
Keep it secret, guys.
That's what I love about the Pixel photo, too. Sometimes it's like the most obvious thing to the point where our commenters are just like, oh, it's The Social Network. Like,
yeah, they'll put completely wrong movies on purpose. Not to go too sidetracked, but I do think, you know, from what I've seen of the poster, that Hot Shots Part is a parody of Rambo. At least on the cover, it's like Charlie Sheen
straight up with the headband. It's supposed to be a parody of First Blood.
So is the pixelated picture just going to be people thinking it's Rambo? We'll have to figure it out.
I think people will know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
It'll be funny if they think it's Rambo and we do Hot Shots Part Duh. It'll be funnier. Either way, Hot Shots was like, in terms of performance... I don't know if it was for the same for you. In terms of performance, I was so surprised that it did that well.
Oh, yeah, people wanted to watch it that much?
It's like a huge video for us.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, we loved it, but we just didn't think it was that popular.
Yeah. Are you good to wrap up?
I'm good to wrap up.
Let's wrap up. Let's wrap her on up like a gift.
Oh, God, you always got it. It's always at the tip of your tongue.
You know what I almost said like condom, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was like, that's too gross. That's too, yeah, come on, I'm not that. So I said gift.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you guys so much for watching. And last but not least, stay nice, dudes.
Booyah!
What the fuck? Jesus.